Well, I remember when it came out, we were all waiting for the next Beatles album, obviously fans, and my friend Janie Street and I were at the record store when it came in. We bought a copy between us, and we brought it back to her house. We actually were there for a party she had for her bandmates and a bunch of friends, and we were going to listen to it for the first time. And I remember that it was so different from what anybody had expected, and Janie immediately loved it, and I was immediately taken aback. So I think because it was not at all what I had in my head, I needed 3 or 4 listens before I went, wow, this is really where we're all going and this is where we should be going. Whereas Janie was immediately there. Well, I think the first thing that spoke to me was just the arrangements. I mean, George Martin's astonishing. And the marriage of them with George Martin was astonishing. So it started for me with the arrangements and the vocal arrangements. They were great singers, you know. I listened to songs like With a Little Help from My Friends, and stuff like that didn't do a whole lot for me. Now, later, as a songwriter with some experience, I can understand the point of that or Lovely Rita, and I can understand the idea of doing a concept album because that's what we were all trying to do. But I think it was the arrangements that got me first. And just the marriage of things like She's Leaving Home, the beginning and the end of that song coming together in one huge circle. Good Morning, going back to dear old days in Hamburg, that kind of frenetically paced craziness married with really stunner playing. And then, of course, the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. What a great concept. What a great all-around record. I think what threw me and a lot of other people at that time was just there wasn't anything that felt like a quote-unquote single. And we were all so trained by the Beatles to expect Please Please Me and even Norwegian Wood, stuff like that, that this was really a departure. It was really radical. And it was on the heels of Revolver, which was also an astonishing album. I guess for me as a songwriter, I was moving more into, more away from solo singer-songwriter and more into band-oriented. I'm just trying to think which album I was making then. I was making The Secret Life, which was kind of a disaster, and then Who Really Cares was the next album. So I don't know that you could really draw any direct influence from Sgt. Pepper's to my work. Only, you have to remember that I was 16. So I was looking at it through a whole different lens. And I think also we hear the Beatles work through a different lens now that they're not all here. I mean, the minute John Lennon died, that was an end of an era. I love Within You, Without You. I love A Day in the Life. The way that the Lennon and the McCartney parts marry together is, to me, a great example of seamless co-writing. You can kind of tell where one starts and the other leaves off, but then again, maybe not. Who knows? It's a great record. It's a great record. I mean, it's like the Do-Run Run. It's a great record. You can't really say much more. Tracks of My Tears, classic record. A lot of those records, Leader of the Pack, classic record. A lot of those records, especially the singles, which is what most people worked on so hard, are classics. And we go back to them, and Martha and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Streets, still sounds like the day it came out. And it does that same thing to your heart. It lifts you, and it makes you feel good. And it's not just because that's your youth. It's because they're great records. And Sgt. Pepper's is a great album. If I'm remembering, I mean, at that time, God, Sgt. Pepper's came out, and then about a year later, you had this amazing birth of Dr. John the Night Tripper came out, and the first Little Feat album came out, the first Crosby, Stills, and Nash album came out, all in that kind of 2-3 year period after Sgt. Pepper's. So I think there was an enormous influence that it had overall on artwork, on thematic continuity, on orchestration, the works, because the Beatles and George Martin between them kind of said, hey, it doesn't matter what you call it, it's just all music.